Welcome back in time, 1620 The Zone. 1620TheZone.com, 1620TheZone mobile app. Talking about interesting comment from Urban Meyer in an interview with Colin Cowherd, where Cowherd asked him, you know, what's his secret to quick turnarounds at programs? Because literally everywhere Urban Meyer's gone, he has taken over and things have changed fast. Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, Ohio State. And one of the things that Urban Meyer pointed out was he can't stand the whole talking point of wait till I get my guys in here. And it was just, I kind of, my eyebrows rose up when he said that, because that's kind of been one of the main things that have been talked about here. I've been guilty of it. I know I have been seen as saying, well, wait till Frost gets his personnel in here, wait till Frost gets his personnel in here. And, you know, I personally think two things can be true at once. I think I can totally understand and vibe with what Urban Meyer's saying, because I think what he's really saying is by uttering the phrase, wait till I get my guys in here, you are subconsciously letting yourself off the hook in the moment to not win, which I think that is obviously not good. When you give yourself a way out heading into something, you're probably not going to get everything out of that situation. But I also think there is a non-negotiable level of talent that has to exist on a roster that also has to fit what you do for you to have success. It just does. And so I think two things can be true at once, but it was so interesting to hear Urban Meyer lay that out, because we're right in the middle of the Scott Frost rebuilding project, and we're thinking about all the different narratives and talking points that have been thrown out, and okay, how long is it going to take? When is Nebraska going to be ready to win championships and compete at a high level? And then you try and figure out, okay, well, why can't it happen now? Or why does it have to wait 3 years? Or why do you think it happens in year two? And so it's interesting to hear a guy lay it out there like that. I happen to think that two things can be true once. I mean, you can, I understand the no excuses mantra. But I also, come on now. I mean, talent matters, culture matters, foundation matters, fit matters. It does. I mean, it does. Let's go to the phones. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Steve first. Hey, Steve, appreciate you calling. Fire away.
Yeah, I think maybe more of an underlying tone to what he was saying was possibly that when he goes in, maybe he can just evaluate talent a little bit better. He can realize, hey, these guys are great athletes, but maybe they do this good. They might not fit my system per se, but instead of throwing them out to the wolves and just letting them fail, maybe I'm going to change things up as a coach. Maybe the system that I want to implement, yeah, we're not ready for. So I'm going to change things up and play these guys and let them do what they do best instead of just letting them get out there and fail.
Right.
So I think a lot of coaches come in, they want to run their system, and they throw guys out to the wolves. And, you know, and yeah, they want to show new recruits possibly that, hey, see, this is the system we're going to run. But to me, it's not about trying to get the new guys in and trying to show for future classes. It's about the guys that are already there. If you got a guy that can, you know, run the ball as a quarterback, you're going to play to that strength, I would think. He's not going to become a drop back passer just because that's the type of offense you want to run. So to me, I think Urban Meyer's just a little bit better at seeing talent that's there and utilizing it to the best of his ability until he gets his recruiting classes in there.
Steve, appreciate the phone call at 402-951-1620. I think what Steve just hit on was one of the big predicaments of when Mike Riley took over. Remember, Mike Riley took over. It was pro-style offense, wanted to throw the ball 35, 40, 45 times, but he had Tommy Armstrong. And what does Tommy Armstrong do best? Run. And remember, the first year, it was square peg, round hole, and said, you know, I'm going to do my offense no matter what, and Tommy Armstrong was second in the country in interceptions, and Nebraska won 5 regular season games. And then the next 2 years, they tried to blend a little bit, and things got much better. But I think there's that's always an interesting thing about what you're trying to do in the moment as well, because I think I subscribe to the school of thought that you, whatever style you run, you got to establish that right away. Because what you don't want to do is, I always tell people, I think the biggest mistake Mike Riley made was he didn't go out and get a pro-style quarterback right away. I don't mean that to be mean towards Tommy Armstrong, because I think Tommy Armstrong's a fine quarterback in a certain system. But I think the biggest mistake Mike Riley made was that the moment he took the job, that he didn't go out and find a pro-style quarterback that could run the offense that he wanted to run right away. Because they ended up putting everything on hold, where they implemented the offense the first year, then they thought, nah, we can't do that. So then they put it all on hold all the way up until year three. I mean, think about it. They didn't fully implement the offense that they wanted until year three. I mean, that's too far. That's too long. And so that doesn't necessarily apply to what Scott Frost is doing, because he had the quarterback that fits what he wanted to do. But I think what Steve's talking about is the whole, you know, where do you, the tough part about, and I think it's something that's going to be interesting to see with Fred Hoiberg. Now, he's starting to recruit guys that fit, but where do you draw the line on doing what's best for the, when you take over as a head coach, where do you draw the line on doing what's best for this team to win versus what's best for your program and its identity long term? That's a hard line to walk for people. Because what have we heard from Fred Hoiberg? Want to play fast, want to shoot threes, pace, we're going to push it, tempo, shoot threes, push it, play fast, threes. Well, tell you what, with the guys he's got right now, you really want to go get in a track meet and shoot a bunch of threes? But you got to establish your way of doing things. So that's just, it's hard, man. It's hard. Let's grab Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Nick?
Hey.
Out here in Texas here, I'm listening to you over the phone.
That's awesome.
But anyways, hey, just bringing it up, you know, talking about Urban Meyer, to me, that sounds like he's kind of not dodging the question, but in a sense, I mean, you can get a player in or whatever. You're stuck with your players regardless. I mean, accepting them, that's great and everything. But at the end of the day, there's more than that to Urban Meyer than just coming in and accepting the guys you have.
I agree.
Just to make that point. But, you know, as far as Nebraska, when it comes to, you know, saying, oh, we got to get the right players in place and everything like that, I feel like with Nebraska, it's been more about getting the right culture in place. I don't feel like – I've heard a lot of the coaches say, oh, we don't have the right guys, which, you know, like you say, the truth is we don't have some of the guys we need to run this offense. They made some changes, and they made them pretty quick, which is the nice thing about this coaching staff. But at the end of the day, I just think the biggest thing was culture, getting the right guys.
Yeah.
I mean, weightlifting, getting the program in place. I think that's the biggest thing with Nebraska was just the culture shift. And I think with this culture shift and the weightlifting and everything like that, I think we're going to see a big jump coming this year. So,
Matt, you the man. Appreciate you listening all the way in Texas. Appreciate you calling at 402-951-1620. Let's grab one more, squeeze it in before we go to break. Hey, Rick, appreciate your patience. Fire away.
Nick, thank you for taking my call.
Got it.
Urban Meyer does not pick a fight he can't win. I believe when they fired Frank Solich that Urban Meyer took a look at Nebraska. I'm not sure of this. I wouldn't bet my next case of beer on it. But I think Urban Meyer took a sniff, and when he talked to Nebraska, if he came here at all, I think they told him that he could go 12-0 or 11-1, and I think he told them that they were probably they had the marijuana 20 years too early. So I think every time he played him from Ohio State, I think he tried to lay the smack it down on him because I think he tried to prove him wrong. But when he goes into a place, he don't go into a place where he can't do things pretty quickly. I don't know what he did at Ball State. I know Utah was good, and then obviously Florida, he did tremendous things. And Ohio State, he ran the carpet except for Alabama and Clemson. So the guy's not stupid. He knows where to go. He doesn't go into Hooterville and try to drive a Lexus. So thanks for the call. Appreciate
yep.
the program.
Appreciate you, Rick, at 402-951-1620. Keep the calls coming. Interesting. I mean, it's an interesting again, I do echo one of our college sentiments. I mean, there's got to be more to it than just that. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're in an interview setting and you got to pick one thing. And so I think that's the thing that Urban chose. I mean, you're telling me that if any coach, you're telling me if just because Les Miles takes over Kansas, if he has the mindset, he doesn't have the mindset of wait till I get my players in here, they're going to win. I mean, it's not that simple. But I understand the spirit of what he's saying. I really do. All right, still to come, Mike Schaefer and Verz. 11:43 on a Monday, game time.